Acknowledgements. The practice of taking in the good is a natural one. Who has not spent a dozen seconds enjoying and absorbing a positive experience? Nonetheless, like other common practices such as gratitude and forgiveness, this one has not received much attention until recently. It's been a pleasure to explore the research on savoring by Fred Bryant, Nancy Fagley, Joseph Veroff, Jordi Coidbach, Erica Chadwick, and others, and the work on coherence therapy by Bruce Ecker, Laurel Hulley, Brian Toomey, Robin Tichick, and colleagues. More generally, I've drawn on the century of scholarship in humanistic and positive psychology from sources that include Abraham Maslow, Roger Walsh, Martin Seligman, Chris Peterson, Nansuk Park, Shauna Shapiro, Barbara Fredrickson, Sonia Lubomirsky, Michelle Tugade, Todd Kashtan, Dacre Keltner, Robert Emmons, Michael McCullough, and Will Cunningham. I did not invent taking in the good. I've tried to understand its importance in light of our evolved negativity bias and to develop systematic ways to turn transient positive experiences into long-lasting neural structures. I've been blessed with many benefactors. There are too many to name all of them here, but at least I can honor some of them, including James Barras, Tara Brock, Jack Kornfield, Joseph Goldstein, Dacre Keltner and everyone at the Greater Good Science Center of UC Berkeley, Gil Fronstall, Philip Moffitt, Wes Nisker, Mark Williams, Dan Siegel, Tom Bolin, Richard Davidson, Andy Alensky and Mu Song at the Barry Center for Buddhist Studies, Saybrook University, Spirit Rock Meditation Center, the Mind and Life Institute, Peter Bauman, the members of the San Rafael Meditation Gathering, Terry Patton, Daniel Ellenberg, Rick Mendias, Tammy Simon and everyone at Sounds True, Marcy Shymoff, Susanna Gratz, Julie Bennett and everyone at New Harbinger Publications, Andy Dreitzer, Michael Haggerty, and Linda Graham. Michelle Keane has been an extraordinary business manager and friend, even while bearing and rearing a beautiful baby girl. Marion Reynolds has been both caring and competent with my late-night administrative needs. Janelle Caponegro has brought tremendous skill to the research on my course on taking in the good. Carrie McGowan created Order from Chaos under extreme time pressure with the reference notes and bibliography. Vesela Simic did a wonderful job with the stories in the book, and Michael Taft saved my bacon with his skillful editing, writing, and advice. Under intense time pressure, Laurel Hansen, Stacia Trask, Daniel Ellenberg, Linda Graham, and Risa Caparo read the manuscript carefully and made many helpful suggestions. Special thanks to Laurel for the word link for the fourth step of taking in the good. My agent, Amy Rennert, has both a huge heart and complete mastery of her craft. Michael Jordan is the Amy Rennert of basketball players. My editor at Crown, Heather Jackson, has been a wonderful combination of encouragement, warmth, and pencil-sharp feedback. The team at Crown, including Jillian Sanders, Lisa Erickson, Meredith McGinnis, Siggy Naxon, and Rick Willett, have been a pleasure to work with. My father, William, sister Lynn and her husband Jim, and brother Keith and his wife Jenny are friends as well as family. And of course, there are my wife, son, and daughter, Jan, Forrest, and Laurel, who make me happy every time I see them. Thank you for loving me. To all of you, it has meant so much to me to be able to take in at least a little of the good you've so generously offered, and I thank you for this from the bottom of my heart.